The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, the end, conclusion, death, reminding of all the broken relationships to our God, for the wages of sin is death. Ashes have ever been symbol of sorrow, contrition, repentance, all the way through. From earliest days, you would read, "He repented in sackcloth and in ashes, and fasting too, hunger, emptiness, thinking of lost satisfaction." Fasting too, a symbol of repentance. God required of the Jews of old, on their great day of atonement, that they fast. And fasting was important in the process of repentance. Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of fasting and of penitence. There is one sad thing we note, that more and more people are getting away from observing this season as once the people of God did. But there is another thing we note, that some people in their observance do not observe it rightly. Our Lord Jesus speaks to his disciples, to the people who were listening to him as he delivered the Sermon on the Mount, and he speaks to us. When you fast, don't do it like the Pharisees, the scribes, the hypocrites do. How did they do it? Ashes on their faces, a long, long face that everybody could see. Oh, isn't he? Oh, look how he fasts. What a righteous man, if only I could be like that. Long faces, a wan and weary look, a hungry look. Jesus said they have their reward. What did he mean by that? What they were doing was getting the attention of people, that people would say, "Ah, how good and holy a man." Jesus, in this same chapter, said that same thing about the long prayers that the scribes and the Pharisees made. He said, they have their reward here already. That's all they're going to get. Nothing in heaven. They're just trying to glorify themselves. You know, we must be so careful about how we relate to God, even in this matter of penitence. It is easy to become self-righteous, and we know that in the church for ages and centuries, and Luther so very roundly rejected that, there were people who thought that fasting and that disfiguration, holy hours and holy moments, that was the thing. In fact, in the monastery, Luther suffered so much because he fasted and fasted and fasted to the point that he almost had lost his strength, thinking that by it he was pleasing God. But not so. We must be so careful. Surely we should observe this penitential season. It has a wonderful purpose. to draw our thoughts away from the world and the materialism and the secularism and the humanism with which we are surrounded. Away from the things that are evil to the things of God and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So many people, however, misunderstand it. You've heard people say, what are you going to give up for Lent? Oh, I'm not going to smoke, or I'm going to smoke one pack of cigarettes a day instead of three. And things like that. And they think, oh, that's great and pleasing. When you fast, don't fast that way. Jesus says, rather wash your face and put your hair all on your head and look decent. Not so that people say, look, doesn't he look very weary and tired? He's fasting, isn't he holy? He says, let your fasting be within your heart. Let your repentance be there. Your Father knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows the issues of your inmost being. Be contrite to him. Be penitent in his sight. Be sorrowful for your sin and trust his forgiveness. The Father sees that. He knows that. He will bless you openly. Real repentance is a matter of the heart, isn't it? A contrite heart, a believing heart, together constitute repentance. Contrition, you know, is deep sorrow, disappointment and rejection of the sin that we have committed, of the neglect of which we're guilty, of the coldness of our heart over against our God. But repentance is more than just sorrow. It is a firm outreach to the Lamb of Calvary, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Faith and trust in him. Two of his disciples were contrite. One was lost. The other was saved. Judas was shocked. He was disgusted. He was guilty. He was ashamed. He was sorry. Yes, the evangelist said it repented him what he had done to his Lord. But he had no faith, and so he hanged himself. But Peter wept bitterly and looked to Jesus. This season should be one of sincere spiritual repentance and renewal for all of us. A time of deep reflection. A time of opening our hearts unto the Lord who reads our hearts and our minds and saying, as the prodigal, I have sinned against you. Or as the psalmist, I have sinned in your sight. I am guilty. O Lord, have mercy. Remember not the multitude of my iniquities. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Have mercy on me, a poor, miserable sinner. That's so important. And you know, Jesus adds this. After all, you're not interested in being a big shot here, in being a great holy man here, of being recognized here. Your treasure should not be here. Lay up your treasure in heaven. The stature, the fame, the praise, the respect, or even the money and the power, whatever it is that people seek, and they seek all of these things, they shall not last. They shall all fade away. But only that which is done to Christ, with Christ, for Christ, in Christ, only that will last. Place your treasure in his hands. Make your deposit in the bank of heaven. Nothing can break through and take it away, no rust, no moth, no thief, no robber. And if you do that, then your heart will be right too. After all, it does follow, where your most precious treasure is, there will be your heart, and there will be your attention. And so as we enter into this penitential season, let us take the wonderful admonition of our Lord Jesus to heart. Let us rend our hearts and not our garments. Let us empty our pride. Let us acknowledge our guilt and our iniquity. Let us look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb whose blood washes us clean from every sin and every guilt and every wrinkle and every spot. And we have such a wonderful opportunity right now to do that, to come to Him in our humble confession, in contrition, and then to receive His body and blood, the very body that He gave on the cross and the blood that He shed. But He says, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. So let us come in penitence, in wonderful faith and trust, and let the Lord Jesus not only be your treasure here, for that He will be, but your treasure forever in heaven. Amen.